MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Results expected soon on a vote happening now on the House to censure Al Green, the Texas congressman who shook his cane at President Trump during Tuesday's congressional address, leading to this exchange.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
The Trump administration moving ahead with plans to eliminate the Department of Education. The president expected to issue an executive order soon, directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling it. Tens of thousands more federal jobs will soon be gone, including 70,000 at the Department of Veterans Affairs and as many as half of all the people currently employed by the IRS. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau weighing in, saying he expects Canada and the U.S. to be in a trade war for the foreseeable future. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing, targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency. The new office, led by billionaire Elon Musk, had already released a list of at least six government offices to either be eliminated or reduced across the Badger State. Now there's a list of 16 of them, and five are in Madison. Musk's team is planning to close the Fish and Wildlife Service office, although the federal government was already planning to cancel that lease back in January. Also on the list, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration office near Westtown Mall, something listed as Departmental Management IG, which may mean the Office of the Inspector General, but it says those three words, square footage and a dollar amount, and that's it on the page. An office of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Regent Street, and the Federal Highway Administration office on Junction Road. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for U.S. attorneys, the Social Security Administration, and the Internal Revenue Service. The largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees there, and it's not clear whether they would keep their jobs. And the city of Madison has been experimenting with a portion of State Street, and that experiment may continue. A big part of it, between basically the UW campus and Gorham Street, closed to vehicles at 3 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. on weekends. That makes it a pedestrian mall where it's safe to walk in the road. The city added murals painted on the street and new benches and planters. They called it Flock to State and made the area flamingo-themed. The experiment officially ended in October, but city planners recommended it be extended for up to 3 years. And UW Health has been named the best hospital in Wisconsin. Newsweek released its annual Best Hospitals in the World rankings, putting UW Health at the top statewide and 27th in the nation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven other players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, yeah, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny, and it is not going to be as windy today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind. Northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 10 later this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Could see a few flurries or a little light snow tomorrow morning. Then clearing tomorrow, 36. We're back to 44 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside.
They also offer field trips, birthday parties, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, did you know that dogs can get Alzheimer's? We're going to talk about that with Dr. Calico Schmidt, a veterinarian. Also, J.R. Radcliffe with All Things Sports. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The virtue signaling we're seeing from Republicans right now is insane. I'm sorry, who was it who yelled, "You lie," at President Obama during his address? A Republican. Who was it that heckled President Biden standing up and ranting like lunatics? Republicans. Go back and look at the videos. It was embarrassing. And nothing was done about that.
Thank you, Representative Jim McGovern. All right, let's just keep the fight going because we just said
raised by a wild pack of
Dana.
Here's Dana Goldberg.
I need my backup.
It's not a fight, it's a discussion.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Come stick with your baby for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here. Dana's here.
Exhibit A, Dana Goldberg.
Yes!
Okay.
Hi.
And Bob Seska texted me and said, so glad you challenged Joe on the comedy thing. Awesome. I read a little bit of the piece to you, Dana. I just took issue with his basic premise. The piece is like, make Democrats funny again. And I said, I hope this whole show, what I've been doing 20 years, everybody I platform, including you, incredibly funny without punching down. And, you know, part of his speech,
absolutely,
they were like, he said Trump is funny.
We're also in a situation now where most people that are being hurt by the policies that are happening are Democrats. So how do you keep a sense of humor when your rights are being stripped away by people in power who think it's hilarious and are making jokes about minority communities? Like, where is the balance in there? Democrats need to find their sense of humor again. Right now, some of them are fighting for their lives, and it's really hard to keep a sense of humor during that.
No,
but
exactly.
There are a lot of us who are national stages making jokes. It's you know, I was at the HRC gala the other day, and we had Representative Julie Johnson from Texas. She's an out lesbian, and it's on my Instagram. I was like, it's so nice to have a lesbian was elected in the South, and it's also nice to have, you know, someone in the Texas legislature that finally knows how to give a woman an orgasm. I mean, we know it's not Ted Cruz. We know it's not Ken Paxton. Like, we need more lesbians in Congress. Like, there are comedians on this side. And if he's talking about the Democratic base needs to find a sense of humor, I have an issue with what they think is funny. Because I really do. Like, funny is funny, but if you're just punching down...
He wasn't talking about the base. He was talking about the people who write the messages in the party and the consultants.
Yeah, right. But Dana, what I said is, Trump, I'm sorry, I disagree. I get whatever his stupid base.
Stupid.
Thinks he's funny, but I'm like, he's not. He's a bully. And the only people that laugh at him are other bullies. Governor Tim Walz was talking about perfect example. I don't know if you saw the part of the speech where he goes, "Oh, Pocahontas thinks that's funny." Oh, they all laugh. J.D. Vance, ha ha ha. They only laugh at things that are you know, racial smears, homophobic, misogynist, you name it, right?
Absolutely. Like, listen, and I'm not taking the middle road on this, but if that piece was about the messaging and about whoever's writing these things and getting the messaging out there, there is part of me that agrees with Christopher on this. Like, we definitely have to be better about messaging.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to be so, like, doom and gloom and the sky is falling, that's just going to freak people out. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons I connect with people that are different than me is they can see themselves in my humor. I can bridge humanity between two people that have almost nothing in common on the surface. So if you can make someone laugh, you really can start conversations from that point. So if it's the messaging, I don't disagree with that. But to say Democrats need to get their sense of humor back, I think is a gloss over across the entire party, that it's unnecessary.
Yeah, this is a perfect example. Governor Walz talking about Trump's joke, I mean, calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas from the, you know, rostrum. Here he is.
The idea of a president standing at that rostrum and throwing a slur at a United States senator in the middle because you disagree on policy is absolutely ridiculous. So I think the issue here is the American public knows that. They can think they're cheering in there. But they're not interested in going back and holding their town halls when people are saying, why these tariffs are going to destroy us in farm country.
Yeah, as I was saying, I thought Tim Walz was really relatable and funny because he was talking about the politicians,
and I agree with that. I think that if more politicians can listen, not everyone's a comedian, and that's what you have to realize. Like, we do this because we're good at it. Politicians, most of them, I hope some of them, do that because they're actually good at their job. Doctors are doctors because they enjoy doing that. Comedians are comedians for a reason.
Yeah.
If you want to get them to be their speech writers, that's one thing. Hire comedians to help this messaging.
Yeah.
Don't expect these politicians to be able to do it on their own.
Totally agree with that.
It's not their bad.
Absolutely right.
I trusted Bella's judgment right up until the moment she said she would vote for me. Now, see, that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with America.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I totally agree with what Dana just said. And I do kind of agree with what Joe was saying because he was talking mainly towards the demographic of men 18 to 29. And as someone who has had, unfortunately, a lot of experience with that demographic, they do find gross things that, like, that Trump says funny. And I'm not saying we have to go down to that level, but I am saying with messaging, with campaigns, with certain social media, you know, campaigns, they do kind of need to meet them at a level that's agreeable.
And Dana, you know, we always joke, right, Chris, that, like, our show is too politically correct for liberals and too liberal for conservatives. Uh-huh. So theoretically, we have a show that appeals to no one.
Right.
And yet we've been doing it successfully for 20 years. But I don't know, whatever, woke, all that. It doesn't have to mean stick up the ass and not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're hilarious, Dana, and you punch up. You don't punch down.
Unfortunately, the right we've allowed the right to defend woke as stick in the mud, you know.
Well, Dana, you and Bella was saying that, you know, she's in a boys club. Because, mm-hmm. And so I've been my whole life, stand-up, radio, politics.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a boys club. A lot of my best friends are guys, so it's not like I'm, you know. But I think that I think what Bella specifically and Joe was talking about is this current bros fear.
Yeah.
18 to 29, Joe Rogan. Whatever.
Well, you also have leadership in the Democratic Party, and this is not an ageism thing, and please hear me out on this. A lot of them, you know, someone asked me the other day, you know, think about your mother. Like, I don't want to say my mom's age on the radio, but think about your mom holding a congressional seat. And mom, if you're listening, no offense, but think about it. Because think about our parents holding, like, running Congress. That's what's happening with a lot of people in Congress. I mean, Chuck Grassley, all these people are in their 80s, some of them in their 90s. That's a very different sense of humor.
Yeah.
These young people, Jasmine Crockett, AOC, you've got these amazing...
Robert Garcia.
Thank you, Robert Garcia. Yeah. The guy in Tennessee, you know, there's several of them. They do have a sense of humor, but they're not the ones getting the microphone because they won't hand over power in Congress to the younger generation that has better messaging.
Yeah. Thank you, Dana.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes,
no,
Dana.
I was glad that David Hogg is at least in the, you know, leadership of DNC. So, no, I agree. I mean, I clearly have hired Bella to replace me. which was dumb. But
I mean, that's part of the thing. If you want better messaging, give the microphone to better messengers. That's all I can say with that. Yes. Like, there's no other way to get around it.
Yeah, right. I'm a firm believer that we need more liberal dude bros per se in social media on TikTok.
And they do exist.
And there's this guy, Dean Withers, and I urge everyone to go look at his content.
He's fantastic.
He is so funny. He's around my age, and he has, like, almost 3 million followers, and he's doing a great job in that sphere.
And he's not homophobic. No. He's not transphobic, and he's not a misogynist. He actually raises up all these communities they're trying to tear down on the other side, but he does it through humor.
And he's hot.
He's super cute. I think there was, a Navy SEAL that made some weird comment on social media about making them his concubine. Dean went after this guy for days, being like, this is creepy, but it was really funny the way he did it.
But my point was, all of the top comedians are liberal. All the late night shows, all that. So you can't say as a political genre, we're actually leading the resistance. I mean, as I was saying, everybody that's ever been on my show, everybody in your podcast universe, our stand-up universe, are liberal and hilarious. And so
I agree with you. And then there one more point. There comes to a situation about delivery, because it has to look organic. I love Amy Klobuchar, but there's clearly someone writing jokes for her. When she delivers them, it's not the smoothness of a comedian delivering a joke. It is the smoothness of a politician delivering a joke that was written for them by a comedian. So there's so many aspects that go into this to make it look flawless, but I would say these politicians need to start hiring comics or start hiring and paying people that actually are good at what they do, and then figure out how to deliver the information.
So let's talk about we talked about the State of the Union and the his trans
Oh, my God, the mice. I can't.
Yeah, the mice.
Oh, yes, the transgender mice. Something that, you know, we talked about the volleyball girl. And, you know, London Calling tweeted, I was on my high school volleyball team and got knocked out cold by my teammate after we collided on the court. I ended up with stitches in my chin. There was no trans person involved. I mean, Dana, the fact remains, of course, we don't want anyone to get injured. But, you know, it's once again 0.00001% of the population. You know, and I was talking specifically because I played college, or what do you call it, high school basketball in a Catholic league. And what was her name? Shannon. She was very tall and very uncoordinated, and she had a significant overbite. And she came down on my head when I was getting a rebound, and I had to go get stitches because she –
The other things that they're really ignoring are about the benefits in sport that have nothing to do with gender or sex. Socioeconomic status, finances to be able to hire sports coaches and mentors, accessibility to these things. And they're not accessible to everyone. A lot of white affluent people had more access to be able to have the coaches, to have these things. And so where is the conversation around that? Like, if you're really going to talk about equal playing field for equal people and you're just basing it on gender and sex, you are losing a massive conversation about accessibility for decades of people when it comes around to sport. You know, this has turned into some competition that somehow a lot of their parents are living through their children to be the best on the field, and somehow it has turned into this, like, massive status thing. There's so many bigger conversations around this. I got in an argument with someone on social media, and he's just throwing out crap, like, every year, dozens of boys are beating, and of course, he was talking about trans girls. So I'm like, first, we have to acknowledge that they're trans girls, otherwise we can't have this conversation. Dozens of boys are beating the girls' track records. And I'm like, wait, dozens every year at every school? Where are they going? There's less than 10 NCAA athletes. If these quote-unquote boys are breaking world records, so they're just being trans to infiltrate the women's track team? Like, listen to yourself. You sound ridiculous.
Here we are back to messaging, and you're right, Dana. The fact that you got to give them credit for being as despicable as they are, that they could make an issue out of something that involves 10 people in the United States, right? When we have, as we were just saying, horrible every economic news coming on every front, right? Inflation, planes dropping out of the sky, our international alliances literally falling apart.
they learned messaging, and I hate to say this. Yeah. I work for the Gill Foundation, and if anyone knows the Gill Foundation, they do a lot of research and working across the aisle with Republicans to try and get LGBTQ equality and allies on the other side. They tried to do the bathroom stuff, and they tried to do the sports thing about a decade ago, and it didn't take off. It didn't work. So they stopped talking about it. And then with this whole administration, when Trump got back in 2016, they started talking about it again, but not as loud. And now over the last 8 years, and especially the last 4 years, and now the last 2 years, they're like, oh, there's traction here. We're going to keep repeating these lies. We're going to keep repeating these lies. We're going to use Russian propaganda, made up articles. Yeah. We're going to send them out. And with this algorithm, people are going to keep getting them and reading them and believing that it's true.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it stuck. Because 10 years ago, I guarantee people didn't even care about trans athletes. And I guarantee 10 years ago, there were trans athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
By the way,
they
you
were
made,
told to worry about this.
You made the best point of anybody about the State of the Union. Said Donald can make English the official language of the United States as soon as he learns how to speak it in complete sentences. Thank you.
I mean, everyone who was excited about English being the official language doesn't know the difference between there, and there, your, and your, and two, two, and two. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. Just hush. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com. I mean, well, mostly individual liberty and flexibility. Yeah. That's what it gives you. Sending certified mail, invoices, checks, documents, packages can be done on your time, not someone else's with Stamps.com. Simplifies all of your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday.
Liberty.
Thank you. Yes, which leads to...
Liberty. Individual liberty.
Thank you, Stamps.com. I love that everyone at this point is doing an impression of Jody Hamilton,
yes.
Doing an impression of Melania.
She's an icon. Jody is.
Right, yeah. Seamlessly connect every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Stamps.com. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Dakota Stephanie.
Oh, come on! You gotta admit this is cool!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. If you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing at exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Anti-authoritarian feelings ran high in the years before and after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, as the Declaration's litany of complaints against the king suggests. So it's unlikely the Founding Fathers would have supported expansion of presidential powers and absolute immunity for official acts. The July 1st opinion from the so-called originalist members of the U.S. Supreme Court invokes Alexander Hamilton's Federalist Papers vision for a vigorous and energetic executive. Without that, quote, the president would be chilled from taking the bold and unhesitating action required of an independent executive. But that's not the whole story. Three other prominent framers of the U.S. Constitution, James Madison, Benjamin Franklin, and George Mason, feared the opposite and pushed for a multi-person executive council to decentralize power. Ultimately, they compromised, stipulating that the president should seek advice and consent from the Senate for appointments and treaties. Constitutional Convention delegate James Wilson said during debates on the Constitution, "Sir, we have a responsibility in the person of our president. He cannot act improperly and hide either his negligence or inattention. He cannot roll upon any other person the weight of his criminality." He continued, "Far from being above the laws, he is amenable to them in his private character as a citizen and in his public character by impeachment." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Dana Goldberg's here.
Hi, Dana.
Speaking of hilarious liberals, speaking also of hilarious liberals, Kathy Griffin on the big show tomorrow.
Yep.
In hour one. All right, we've been having a very deep discussion. Let's have a more shallow one now.
Okay.
Angie asks...
That's what our fans expect from us.
That's our, homeostasis. Keep
Angie
going.
Says, does MAGA lead to horrible plastic surgery, or does horrible plastic surgery lead to being MAGA? It's a modern-day chicken or the egg question.
it is.
Because we were talking about noted howler monkey Marjorie Taylor Greene, and someone posted a picture. This is bad, but Chris Evans said, "Oh, my God, someone on Threads just said she looks like Mrs. Doubtfire's mask when it fell out the window and got run over by a truck." Hello, darling.
Oh. Now, I just want to say something. There's a very fine line. Women, anyone actually, any gender, however you identify, do whatever you need to make yourself feel sexier. You want to get a little,
yes,
little nip tuck. You want to get a little implant.
Been
you
there,
get a little,
been there, done
get
that.
Get a better doctor. Get a good doctor. That's all. You have seem to have all the money in the world being funneled through Russia to you. Get a better doctor.
I recommend Dr. Nicole in Newport Beach. Okay, Maria. Marie in Atlanta, you're on with Dana.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so this is a Chris is wrong and a Chris is right.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So, okay.
So I have to agree with you, Stephanie. Reality TV ultimately harms us. I've seen this in the practice of law. I went to school shortly after they stopped requiring wigs and robes in court. And disrespectful behavior was dealt with quickly and severely. But now you know, enter L.A. law and all the legal shows that came after it, and the clients now get mad if you don't act crazy for them. And by the way, as always, lawyers of color
are
held to a higher standard.
Sure. Didn't Desperate Housewives lead to most of the bad plastic surgery in America?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
A Real Housewives.
So, yeah. You're right. Lawyers of color do get held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
Fonny Willis, prime example.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
So, yes, I mean, it's just one of those things where I think that, unfortunately, we on the left, we do need to respond to the change in the playing field. I don't say that doesn't mean we have to punch down.
Right.
No, we have to change how
we keep saying when they go low, we go Jasmine Crockett. Mm-hmm. She's just a perfect example, yeah.
right,
of how to fight, Dana. That's why she's connecting. You know, it's just I'm so tired of this double standard, clutch the pearls on the other side, right? I mean, where's Al Green? Mm-hmm. Good for him for, you know, here we go.
I stood up for my constituents then. I'm standing up for my constituents now. I'm grateful to those who have been standing with me. But I will tell you, I appreciate you. No anger. The officers who escorted me out, they were kind to me. I don't blame the speaker for anything. Friends, I would do it again.
Yeah, good for him. I'm for all of the above and ways of dissenting this nightmare we're living through, Dana.
I am as well, but I really want more of this energy. We're going to wear pink. Listen, I know I'm going to upset some people right now. Come on. And holding up this bidding pattern thing, whatever they were doing, to buy the Republican souls back, and they were just, that's false.
We said
that's not true. Elon Musk has to go. I'm like, you know.
One message. Yep, we'll talk on the break. On the other side, Dana Goldberg.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, we didn't get a ton of accumulation during that snow yesterday, but man, it was really coming down at some points. The U.S. Postal Service is asking you to make sure it's safe for your letter carrier to deliver the mail. They sent out a reminder saying anywhere a mail carrier has to walk should be clear of snow and ice. And pay special attention to steps and to overhangs. Make sure there aren't icicles that could fall on someone. And if you saw a fight at a bar Saturday night in the town of Blooming Grove, the Dane County Sheriff's Office may want to talk to you. Deputies say there was a fight at Jerry's place that night, and the men involved took it outside. During that fight, they say one man stabbed another with a box cutter, and authorities only learned about the incident when the man who was hurt showed up at the hospital. Now his injuries are life-threatening. LaRon Smith Brookins was arrested for reckless injury, but the Dane County Sheriff's Office is asking for more witnesses. So if you were there, call the Sheriff's Office. And a Milwaukee school is currently closed because of lead contamination, and they have no idea when it'll open again. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Milwaukee Health Department recently found lead after testing in four MPS schools. As a result, Trowbridge School is closed, with students and staff sent elsewhere. MPS officials and the health department say they're working together to address the lead hazards.
Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers lowered the threshold for lead poisoning. He approved a new emergency rule from the Department of Health Services that drops the threshold from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms. That brings the standards here in Wisconsin closer to recommendations from the CDC. It means more children exposed to lead will be eligible for services. The governor's budget proposal includes more than $145 million that would go toward PFAS and lead abatement across Wisconsin. No amount of lead is considered safe for children. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful today, with high temperatures flirting with 40. Winds are a touch breezy out of the west, and clouds will increase tonight, with lows falling to the upper 20s. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow morning, with more sunshine throughout the afternoon as highs stay stuck to the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be Civic Media's own Todd Alba. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna joins me in the studio. I'm telling you, don't miss this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Democrats last night was completely disgraceful and demonstrated how severely out of touch they are with the American public. It was the most shameful moment in the history of presidential addresses in that beautiful chamber.
Oh. Really? Really? And I guess you missed Howler Monkeys, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and what's her name? Lauren Boebert,
right.
Screaming like they were at a monster truck rally. Joe Wilson screaming, "You lie," at President Obama. I mean, they're just such hypocrites, Dana.
Yeah, I'd have nothing else to add to that other than you're right.
God, I mean, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to forget it. Yeah, Trump condemned the total disrespect displayed by Democrats during his joint. Said they didn't even have the common courtesy to stand for a child in the audience who survived brain cancer. He cut funding for pediatric cancer.
Nothing made me more angry than this whole putting this child out there. Had this been done in any other situation, it would have been so heartwarming and heart-touching.
Yeah.
But it fooled so many people. I don't care if you believe in Trump or not. This was such a beautiful thing for that child. He's cutting cancer research while he's handing him the Secret Service badge.
Yeah, thank you. Tristan Snell said, Trump tries to claim he'll fight childhood cancer, says the man who literally just destroyed federal funding for fighting childhood cancer. I mean, okay. By the way, we were talking before the break. You were talking about the little auction paddles.
Yeah.
I just kept saying, I just wish we had one plan, and I think we should have been like Chris Murphy and just not gone and had a press conference as to why, to explain the urgency, the crisis of this moment, why they're not there, you know, rather than, you know, some people walked out, some people held up panels, some, you know what I mean? Like,
I hear you on that, and I'm more of the disruptive part right now. Like, not showing up just makes him be able to give a nationally televised rally to everyone who's agreeing with him. I want Democrats interrupting, getting him off his game, interrupting his message, causing chaos. I want them fighting back. So in some sense, I agree with you. Stonewall it. We're not even going to entertain this clown show and this fascist regime. But there's another part of me that I'm like, make sure he cannot get one single sentence out without someone yelling something and disrupting
this it. This is why this kind of headline makes my head explode. House Dems condemn fellow representative for inappropriate heckling of Trump. We should be treating the president with deference. John Fetterman, who I don't know what the point of him is at this point, he described Democrats' efforts as a sad cavalcade of self-owns and unhinged petulance.
Ten Democrats voted to censure Al Green.
It's honestly, Dana, I keep saying I don't. Martin Luther King used to talk about the fierce urgency of now. Like, if you do not understand that we have an enemy in the White House, if you, like you said, the what do you call it? You talked about just the one thing that got missed in the disgusting, embarrassing exchange between a respected president and two wannabe mafia thugs is Vance admitted that Russia invaded Ukraine.
Every single reputable journalist should have actually taken that and ran. He went completely off messaging. The whole thing is to try and push Russian propaganda talking points that Russia didn't start this war. And Vance said they did out loud, and they just bypassed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, in the whole thing, them cutting off intelligence now to Ukraine and pausing. I mean, the number of people that are dying daily because of Donald Trump right now is something nobody's talking about enough, not just in Ukraine, here.
Agreed. I'm okay bringing decorum back after we beat fascism. Like, let's bring decorum back after we beat fascism. I'm all for that, but stop it. Stop saying that let's censure, you shouldn't be interrupting like that. Those days are gone. Right now they're gone. We can rebuild them, but it's not going to get us anywhere. It's not reaching the American people. Politeness doesn't seem to be reaching any of the voters anymore.
Yeah. By the way, the speech had the lowest very positive rating of any modern president, even though the audience was majority Republican. I mean, most Democrats didn't even want to watch that. So even though the audience skewed Republican, it had the lowest rating. So again, Dana, it's stuff like that to remind ourselves that we are not taking crazy pills. This was the longest address in history, and that was just pure solid wall of lies, right? I mean, it just...
Yeah.
By the way, my favorite was Michael Fanone and Jim Acosta on this. Hang on.
The behavior
Jim, I
of
love
them-
you, and Jim, I love you, and I have nothing but respect for you, but you for making me watch that.
I deserve that. That's true. That's fair. And I welcome that.
We're trying to get hopefully Jim Acosta will be on the show shortly, but I mean, anytime there's any bit of journalism that happens by accident, Dana, we're grateful. One reporter just said we're talking about fentanyl and these ridiculous tariff, which I don't know who even knows what's going on, right? He's like, tariffs, no, never mind, no, not autos, oh, maybe not, okay. I mean, he is just a coward and a
part
mess.
Part of me feels like he's trying to push consumer buyers to go get things that they're afraid are going to, like, refrigerators are supposed to go up when the tariffs happen. Like, and people are running out buying refrigerators, and then he's like, oh, never mind. Well, all of a sudden the economy looks like it's doing better because it's tanking right now.
Yeah. Anyway, reporter said the fentanyl, this is to Caroline Levitt, he said it's 43 pounds that were found last year. That's less than a carry-on suitcase. Is that a lot of fentanyl compared to, say, Mexico? So what else does Canada need to do? Caroline Levitt, last year alone, there was a 2,000% increase in illegal fentanyl. Reporter, it was 43 pounds, Caroline.
Do you want to talk to the families of people that lost people because of fentanyl? You know who's getting arrested at the border? 80% of people that are bringing fentanyl over? American citizens.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, it's hard to – I'd spend the rest of my life fact-checking. Trump just said Honda announced plans to build a plant in Indiana. It's not true. Marco says less than one day after imposing sweeping 25% tariffs on Canada, the master negotiator Trump now says car makers are exempt for 1 month. I guess those 100% Tesla tariffs really scared them. I mean, that's it. They're just in there for their own self-interest, you know?
Yeah.
This one, an executive at America's biggest bank, J.P. Morgan, had a good line on tariffs earlier. The trouble with tariffs, to be succinct, is they raise prices, slow economic growth, cut profits, increase unemployment, worsen inequality, diminish productivity, and increase global tensions. Other than that, they're fine. I mean, but it just, there's no coherence. I don't even know that you can call them policies, what he has, right?
Absolutely. And even experts are saying, I believe the economy has dropped the same amount of percentage points that it was supposed to raise had there been a Harris presidency. Like, it's literally dropped the other way, 3%. I think it was supposed to rise 3%. It's a 6-point swing. That's a big deal in the economy.
We've been talking about this one all morning, too, about the corruption going right to the top. On a hot mic at the State of the Union, Trump said to Chief Justice John Roberts, thank you. I won't forget you. Draw your own conclusions. And I thought
that was just terrifying. Yep.
But there was one great point N.S. Grossman said. A Supreme Court justice who rules that President Biden can't forgive student loan without an act of Congress and rules that President Trump and not an official position Musk can cancel any congressionally enacted spending they personally dislike. That justice clearly isn't ruling based on the law.
No.
I mean,
no. And every once in a while, they're starting to lose the Handmaid's Tale. Aunt Lydia, Amy Barrett or whatever her last name is. I mess it up all the time. Every once in a while on these rulings, they're starting to lose her. And I'd like seeing fissures in the Supreme Court, like where maybe she's actually realizing that this is a fascist court right now, and I think there's going to be problems within there because she's been on a couple of the right sides of these calls, and meaning the left sides of these calls.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens.
You know my theory. Clarence Thomas is putting his pubic hairs on her Coke can, and so every now and again she gets like, and votes with us. Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is something wrong with you.
That will take years to figure out. Okay. Dana, I just thought, you know, our family values party, our ooh, gays are icky and shouldn't be married party.
Yeah.
ProPublica tweets exclusive six sources who worked for the Air Force or in Congress told ProPublica that they had heard about Senator Joni Ernst's relationship with a top military official, and there has been concerns about it for years. Okay, that was just our latest family values part.
Well, here's a little joke for you because Democrats aren't funny. That whole thing you just said about Clarence Thomas, I actually don't believe it because the older he gets, every time one of them turns white, he actually gets rid of it. So I don't think he's losing any pubic hairs that he's putting on her can of Coke.
Let's go back to somebody buttering Joni Ernst's biscuits.
No. Ew.
Sounds like fortune fame, sir.
We have her saying biscuits.
Yeah.
She's the one that made it. She made biscuits at Hardee's, as you recall. Hmm. All right. I don't know. That's what the kids are calling it now, buttering her biscuits. Okay, let's go to Mike in Maryland. You're on with Dana. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Yes, hello. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling because it's time. I might be in the minority on this, but it is time for us to stop being Republican light and go all in. We cannot be nice anymore. We cannot be courteous anymore. We have to go all in. And for when we stop trying to recruit centrists and people on the very, you know, broad sides of the right, you know, towards the center, that's where we're going to start winning elections because we're wasting all that energy when in reality we're not courting those people. We're not getting them.
Yep.
So why not go all in and try to get our base to turn out more?
I agree.
And start winning these
thank
elections.
Thank you. That's what Frangel always says. Stop recruiting at Klan rallies, you know?
Yeah, and I agree. And listen, I love the representative from Michigan. I do. I think she's brilliant. I don't think she was the one that should have given the response. I want Jasmine Crockett energy with these responses to these speeches. It doesn't need to be a centrist.
I'll give you a Stephanie Miller Show example. I wanted to change our theme song to Not Ready to Make Nice by the Dixie Chicks, and noted centrist Chris LaBoy said no. So see,
really? Why?
Yeah, that's why we're in the mushy middle here.
I like the harder driving sound of a fighter.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Biscuit.
I mean,
look what you found.
It. Biscuit.
Okay.
It's not about the message of the sound. It's a song. It's about the sound of the song.
Yeah, got
song.
It. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, well, we'll come back with the other song. Okay.
Okay.
All right, 45 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show with Dana Goldberg brought to you by Cozy Earth Sheets. Ow. Listen, Cozy Earth, I'm telling you, these sheets are next level soft, not just regular soft. They are like buttery, melt into your mattress soft. And the best part, they are temperature regulating, so you stay cool, comfortable, and wrapped in five-star luxury all night long.
With your
lover. Mine happened to be canine. Cozy Earth Luxe bath sheets are, they're huge, ultra-absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with when you are naked.
With your
lava. Okay. Cozy Earth, I'm just telling you, these towels are fantastic and huge and turn your entire home into a sanctuary, a place where you can unwind, recharge, and indulge in everyday luxury. Risk-free 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Why wait? Go now to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. When you get that post-purchase survey, don't forget to say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, Oh, hey there, it's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working-class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of?
Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, look, I just found my Olivia Troy show prep. But to her point, and the Dick and the Chicks.
I'm so glad I worked so hard to put it together for you.
And the Chicks. But she, I mean, she agreed. Well, we talked to her about it a little bit. She agrees with us. She said, update Democrats, forget the signs, call out the truth, get loud, take a stand. They kicked your colleague, Representative Al Green, out for making his voice heard. Meet the moment. They would, and they've done this to you. Why are you rolling over and playing dead? She said, keep booing him. He's getting pissed. Let him go off the rails. To your point, Dana, exactly what you said. And she just, you know, she said, watching the measles outbreak in Texas brings back some ghosts that still haunt me today. History is repeating itself, but this time it's even more calculated and that much worse with Bobby Jr. at the helm of Health and Human Services. She was at, you know, Mike Pence's, obviously, you know, number one and at the Homeland Security Department during COVID. And so it's everything is like 11 billion times worse right this time around in 2.0. I mean,
it really is. I mean, and also you've got now social media. I mean, you think about like back in the, you know, the day when we were dealing with things, misinformation or what have you. It was like small. It was in small amounts. Now we're being inundated by this with social media.
Every day.
It's so hard.
I mean, she wrote a piece. We linked to Olivia's Substack. It's, as we mentioned, you should read it. But she just said, talked about the day America abandons NATO. If Trump follows through on his threats, it'll be one of the most consequential, dangerous decisions in modern American history. This isn't just a foreign policy debate for diplomats and military strategists. It will impact the lives of every single American, from national security to economic stability. The fallout will ripple across the country in ways most people have not yet fully grasped. And she, you know, she just goes through it all, Dana. For most Americans, NATO might seem like some abstract foreign alliance. But she just talked about how it's going to hit home: higher energy and gas prices, higher military costs, higher taxes, a more dangerous world, economic instability, more Russian cyber attacks and election meddling. It just goes on and on.
Absolutely does. And I'm going to say this, you can mark this show. If Clarence Thomas and Alito do not retire before the midterms, I believe the midterms are cooked by Russia, because otherwise they would know there's enough people that are just really dissatisfied with what's happening in this country that they would lose the Senate and the Congress. And so I think all of our hackles should be up if Alito and Thomas don't retire right before the midterms. I really do. I think we should be paying really attention, code red.
We just had Jen Kirkman on yesterday, Dana, and she sent me this tweet breaking. Representative Maxine Waters suspects Elon Musk hacked the 2024 election and is calling for an investigation. And she said, Auntie Maxine clearly listened to us yesterday. I mean, I think given everything that's happened with Russia and Musk, of course people have questions now about what happened in 2024.
I mean, a lot of us were paying attention had questions before. But yeah, I really do. I think you need to watch the Supreme Court. I think it's going to be a big tell.
Yeah. Greenland says it's not for sale after. I mean, I keep saying about how does everything he say sound rapey to you? When he was on, in his speech, he said about Greenland, I think we're going to get it one way or another. We're going to get it.
Yeah.
And Greenland just said, we are not for sale. We cannot be simply taken. Our future will be decided by us in Greenland. By the way, do we have Caroline Leavitt again, talking about making Canada the 51st state? They are not going to be the effing 51st state.
The president put that in his True Social account, or his True Social post earlier today. He feels strongly that it would be very beneficial for the Canadian people to be the 51st state of the United States. They wouldn't be paying for these.
They're not going to be the.
It's ridiculous. We need to just not even give any sort of breath oxygen to this whole thing and focus on the hand that's actually stealing our wallet. This is a distraction. Like, let her talk about it. This should be getting no press.
Greenland too.
This party has become so ridiculous. Representative Earl Carter, Republican of Georgia, introduced a bill last month authorizing Trump to take over Greenland and rebrand it Red, White, and Blue Land. I mean, there's somebody every other day going, let's put Trump on the money. Let's put him on Mount
it's
Rushmore.
It's all distraction.
By the way,
it would be sort of funny watching Trump embezzle himself. I mean, there's something to be said about that.
Money launder himself, for a change.
Laundering himself.
At least we're not the only ones feeling the pain. House Speaker Mike Johnson's chief of staff was arrested on a DUR charge right after the Trump speech. He obviously picked the wrong drinking game.
Right.
The funniest part of this, and we talked about it on the Daily Beans, he got arrested at 11:40. The speech ended at 11:15. That man was drunk. He was drunk in the concussion room. And he was already hammered.
What drinking game did he pick? Maybe the phrase was like no one's ever seen before, because that's
I'm sure it was transgender. I mean, yeah. That would have definitely gotten him drunk. He backed into a parked patrol car.
Oh God, no.
Oh my God.
Yep.
We've just been talking about the mass confusion and chaos. The Veterans Affairs Department is planning to lay off tens of thousands of employees, 83,000 workers. A lot more than one in four VA employees are actually veterans themselves.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, hold on. USDA ordered to reinstate thousands of workers the chair of the Federal Civil Service Board ruled Wednesday. They said the recent dismissals may have violated federal laws. I mean, this is just complete chaos every day. Yeah. Tariffs, on firings, on, you know, stuff that's illegal. And then he has to, and it's just like I said to Chris, it's hard for me to believe even MAGAs are like, oh, yay, this is great.
I don't even think they're paying attention. I think their guy got in and they're going about their lives like, all right, everything's going to be great. And they're not going to realize that they also lost the election until it starts to affect them. That's why you see all these posts about people that are like, I voted for you. Why are you taking my job away?
Right, right.
DG Comedy everywhere. Follow her, Daily Beans.
Oh, yeah.
On the MSWmedia.com. I love you. Mwah.
I love you. Goodbye.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on The Serious Side. We'll talk about the 80,000 cuts proposed to the Department of Veterans Affairs and on what's worse, the Olio edition. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives has voted to censure Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green after he disrupted President Trump's address to Congress on Tuesday night. Afterwards, House Speaker Mike Johnson said it was a necessary step.
We take no pleasure in this. I gave repeated warnings to Representative Green to stand down and to sit down, and he refused to do it. He chose to deliberately violate House rules in a manner that we think is probably unprecedented in history.
A federal judge has issued an order blocking the Trump administration from pausing federal funding, accusing the executive branch of putting itself above Congress. President Trump is expected to issue an executive order soon, directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to begin dismantling the Department of Education. Congress would need to approve any such move. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick telling CNBC President Trump will likely suspend those 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico for most products for at least a month. This is ABC News.